Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Ready, States? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit. Wins.
Sisters. Sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada
woo dee dee da. Do the twins. Appa dappa. Hat da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh ha.
Y'all know what I always say. The past is a past is a past.
I miss him.
I miss y'all. Rodney.
We miss Rodney
the
from
the past is a past.
Y'all were saying that because this is Darcy. This is Reality Gaze, and this is Darcy.
This is Darcy and Stacy.
Season 2, Episode 3, Digging Up the Past.
Digging up the past.
Digging up the
past. Let the past stay buried.
Hey, and, as well as Poodle's exes.
No one will ever find them.
I'm just saying, if you haven't seen Marrying Millions with Rodney, missing out.
That whole season, the whole last season, it's just, God.
It's wonderful. Wonderful. How are you, Poods?
I'm good. I think I told you before I didn't sleep a ton because I've been having night terrors. Like Stan.
Is it full on night terrors?
Lalo. No, more like bad dreams.
Wait,
actually, it's not bad dreams. It's more very vivid dreams that wake me up. And
did you get pounded like a flank steak yet?
No, I had too much to do last night, and I had to, I went to bed early.
You need to set things aside and set your ass
hopefully,
up.
I'm trying to get it done. Hopefully today.
I almost don't believe you anymore. I don't know what happened to
friend. We're trying to coordinate schedules. we're filling out a Google Doodle to see if we can make it work.
To see when you can diddle.
See if we can diddle.
Yeah. That they should make
a doodle.
Google diddle.
A doodle poll.
Google diddle. A calendar doodle for fucking.
Diddle. That's a good idea. Available. Here's when I'm available. When are you available? Oh, I have to be back then because my wife's coming back. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A tough one.
Okay. That's a tough one. Mm. Y'all, come at us if you put sex in your calendar.
I do all the time.
I do too. What do you call it?
Usually, I should come up with a different fun name for it.
Do you call
it
the guy's
like
name?
Sex with blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's just right there.
Wow. Just
sometimes it's just sex with guy because I can't remember at the moment.
So it's just like 2:45 on a Sunday. Jerry's gonna come on my face.
Yeah, that's like too many words.
It's that Jerry come face.
Jerry come face. Sometimes just like 5 p.m. pounding.
Wow, mm-hmm. Y'all, yeah. We're a family show.
Yeah. I did a cameo for a 15-year-old girl today.
Oh, no. She
that her mom, her, I'm kind of supportive. I think the mom's a good mom. But the mom, she said, she and I list the mom, and she said her, she listens with her mom. And the mom bought the cameo for the daughter.
Aww.
And God bless, she said, what she hates things. She's like, loves Harry Styles, loves volleyball, despises white Southern common people. And I went, oh my God, I know exactly what that is. And I've never heard a better term for it.
Wow.
She needs to get out of the South, basically.
Wow.
I know. She means Southern mouth breathers.
When they can't talk like this. You
know. I know them well.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, that's kind of like my dad's hand, Dodie, that I talked about, who's blind.
Let's not be unkind to Dodie.
No, I'm just saying, no. He got blinded in an accident. He gets a lot of ladies because he has a huge penis.
I know. We talked about it. I just can't talk about your father's hands anymore.
Okay. Anyway. Y'all, I'm in Nashville. Poodle's in LA. We're remote but goat.
So y'all,
I'm here for work.
This is episode 3. Do we have any announcements, or can we jump into this mess?
We just want to remind people of F Boy Island. Be sure to catch up on that, because
that's on this feed.
Episodes are going to drop again on Thursday or Friday.
I think the episodes drop on Thursday.
Yeah, so
their episodes drop. Ours will probably drop on Thursday as well.
Yeah, episode 2 and 3, mm-hmm. And then y'all, Love is Blind After the Altar.
Ugh.
We've only seen the first episode, but that drops.
So I may have watched episode 2.
That's fine.
I know.
Watch it afterwards. I'm fine. You can. Did you watch them together?
What do you mean?
See, I don't mind if we watch it, then you do a podcast, and then watch the second episode. Just don't watch the third episode before we record the second podcast.
Oh, I won't do that.
Because I'm not good at, like...
I forget what's happened.
Yeah, it's not good, y'all.
It's like me and the Harry Potter movies. I'm like, wait, is this the one where he dies?
Wait,
and everyone's like, why don't you just fuck this up for us? Or I can't remember any details.
Yeah, that's Poodle.
Which one's the one with the big guy?
Yeah.
I'm that obnoxious person.
The big bear. We're not going to ruin Harry Potter again. We've already done it. Mm-hmm. So, y'all, I think that's basically it for the announcements. We want to remind people. Y'all, we've been a little bit behind. We're going to have a charity for the Facebook group. Facebook group got shut down yesterday.
It's back open now, though.
It was back open in an hour. It wasn't our fault.
They basically said, our bad.
They literally said, I think they maybe thought we were like a sex, like,
I don't know if that's it. I'm not sure. I still don't know. Supposedly there were a lot of other groups that got shut, that had been shut down in the last couple of weeks for very innocuous reasons.
Like someone said their knitting group got shut down. I mean, come on.
Those things are the Wild West. I believe it.
So anyway, y'all, we're back up, and we're going to be thinking of a charity. Poodle and I have just been a little inundated with podcasts.
Inundated, yes.
That's what I said. Gary?
I feel like you said inundated.
I don't know. So I know our mod squad always comes. So we'll have that, and we'll be letting you know. So
it's
jump
back
into
open, though, y'all.
Just like Poodle's ass after Corona.
Open for business.
Open ding, for business. Ding.
Like that little ding. Bell that rings on the door.
Exactly.
No! Y'all, we're D.C. bound.
D.C. bound.
D.C.
Gotta go see Georgie. So, Georgie, I'm packing. You want me to bring, ooh, you like the glitz, the glam, you like the sparkle? Bring some sparkle to D.C. Ooh. Ooh.
Don't you know he is exhausted
boom.
At having to deal with her? I think both Florian and Georgie must just... Like, they lay down in bed, and they're immediately asleep those two women.
Yeah, because it is interesting, because Darcy is always, like, commenting on everything, and Stacey's usually holding back. However, when Stacey gets with Florian, she kind of becomes a Darcy.
She becomes a Darcy, yeah. It's a lot of the same. It's because Florian never talks, so they do the same kind of narration. Oh! Driving down the road. This is nice. Really enjoying this. Let's go get some coffee. This is good coffee.
It's cobblestone. Oh, my boobs are going to hurt. Ooh.
Yeah, it's a lot of narration and reacting to that. That's why they were born for reality shows.
And they were born.
So she's talking about, Josie's like, yep, heard you had a nice conversation with my dad. And she's like, you know, I'm so glad that Georgie took the opportunity to talk to my father. I'm like, more like he was ambushed in a car when it was raining.
Outside and threatened. Of the lake and scared with and threatened with cement shoes.
Right. Sleep with the fishes.
Yeah.
Later on, Stacy and Florian, Stacy's like, oh, look at the bell bars. You like these? Like these? And Florian goes, I hate these. They're for elephants. And she's like, oh, okay. And she was basically saying, let's be positive energy. We're going to need this. Need this for out. Need this for, and so they're going.
And she says, yeah, she's like, I like him. He's a good guy. There's just some unknown things. Some unknown things. I don't know. There's some things I don't like.
And I'm going to find out.
And Florian's very sweet. He says that he's very worried for Darcy.
Yeah, I think Florian's decided he needs to be, he knows what side his bread's buttered on. He needs to be more Team Stacy, Team Darcy.
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? But this is the first episode where you kind of see a bit of, to me, it's the first time we've seen a bit of Darcy and, Stacy and Florian's, just their chemistry and their playfulness.
Yeah,
and
like, I kind of get like, it now. I didn't get it before.
I didn't get it. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I get this couple. They're cute.
So they are, they're like, yep, Sassy Stacy and something Darcy. I couldn't.
It was like.
It was garbled.
Then what'd she call Florian?
DJ Flo. DJ Flo. Oh, yeah. Georgie Porgy. You mean from Puddin' and Pie? Kissed the girls and made them cry. Oh, wait, he is Georgie Porgy.
He is Georgie Porgy.
Because you cry every episode, Darcy.
Oh,
what's
goodness.
The rest of that? Georgie Porgy, Puddin' and Pie. Kissed the girls and made them cry. Is there another version of that? Who cares? I don't know. Puddin' and pie.
I don't know. Maybe. And then one day he met.
I'm looking it up.
Rick. And then he sucked a lot of dick. I don't know.
Georgie Porgy song.
This is thrilling. I'm going to talk about.
It's a nursery rhyme. Georgie Porgy pudding and pie kissed the girls and made them cry. When the girls came out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away.
Oh.
Georgie Porgy said, I'm Gert.
I'm Gert.
Well, maybe
he is Georgie Porgy, y'all. So y'all, and Stacy is excited because they never really had, you know, a honeymoon. And so they're all walking out, and Darcy pulled. Y'all, Darcy rented this ginormous Suburban. And she jumps out of the car, and she's like, whoa, Big Daddy. Big Daddy. And
Big Daddy.
Like, she's kind of Vanna White-ing the Suburban. And so they're walking out. Darcy gets in it. Y'all, and Darcy and Stacy are short. So
they're like 5 foot tall, both of them.
Yeah, they're sitting.
No taller than 5 foot.
They're driving, and Stacy's in the back, kind of like just brushing her hair. And Florian's
driving down the highway. And going George, to Washington, D.C.
Don't turn back because it's actually Virginia.
It's my love.
Poodle has to do the high notes today because I'm in a WeWork building. I don't want to get kicked
out. I barely did that for my sleep deprived voice.
They're driving to Georgie's. It's kind of quiet. And then Darcy just says, anyone bring any snacks?
Who's got snacks?
And then she's in gummy. But then she like, it's like she's on Food Network. She eats the gummy bear. She goes, oh, it's chewy. It's got a little bite. It gives to my teeth. Oh, it's sweet.
It's ridiculous.
The tartness hits me in the back of the throat. Well, it's good.
He's feeding her. Georgie feeds it her in her mouth. You know, y'all know how I feel about feeding people. And they basically, there's a little bit of them talking about, yeah, we went on a lot of road trips with our dad. The other kids were going to Florida. We were like going all over the place.
They wanted to go to Florida though.
Right.
They never went.
we suddenly find out that Georgie's like, yeah, well, don't need to get my car because
why not?
The bank took it.
What?
The bank repoed his car because he didn't make the payments. And y'all, as soon as he says that, the spiraling begins. She spirals the entire way to DC, thinking about all the things Georgie has done that he hasn't told her about.
And she's even saying, she's like, it's like putting together fucking puzzle. I hate puzzle. I can't even pick them up with my hands because of my nails.
She is clutching that steering wheel so tight.
Literally, her knuckles were white.
And Stacey's just going, just throwing her like horsehair around, going, well, that's something I'll store that away.
Yeah, she didn't, you notice Stacey didn't say a word. She was just kind of like, oh.
And Florian Virginia lovers.
No, Florian did say, important.
Yeah.
Important.
You must pay for a car. That's important to drive. America. Now,
so they're driving, y'all. I'm not surprised that Darcy's probably not a great driver.
No.
I don't know, but y'all, she makes the wrong turn. Everyone starts screaming, and it's when the girls do that kind of like, it sounds like a Bichon just lost half of its back leg and just uh-huh.
Yeah, awful.
And so they're screaming that's when they get to Virginia, and that's Florian is saying,
Virginia for lovers, also for accidents.
I was going to say, Florian is funny.
I think he's had more airtime, and I think he's getting more comfortable in front of the camera. His first season, or when we first introduced Stacey and Florian, he's almost said nothing.
It did crack me up when they're like, oh, I think it's Stacey said, oh, look, we're in Virginia. And they all go, hey, Virginia. Y'all, what show was it where they went?
Think that they're like still 19. It's embarrassing.
Like if they came to Ardmore, Oklahoma, Ardmore, hey.
And then they would like raise the roof.
Exactly.
They still raise the roof a lot, actually. It's pretty mortifying.
I think that's why they're good TV, is that I will say Darcy and Stacey, they make life fun. They make everything an event. It would be exhausting if you were George and Florian.
I think
it would be
absolutely exhausting to be with them. Yeah. And Georgie and Darcy are kind of fighting in the car, just normal mom and dad driving stuff.
Like, go left, turn this, all this.
Yeah.
So George is like, you don't know what to do because you don't listen to me.
No, she listens to, unfortunately, she listens to every fucking thing you say and analyzes it within an inch of its life.
Yep.
And so the next morning.
We should have done this show last today because I forget I never have a voice after it.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
The next morning.
Wow. Somebody at this WeWork building just walked by, and I'm going to tell you this, and this is going to make you so upset. They had a T-shirt, and on the T-shirt, there's word art on it, and it just says creator.
That's really fucking awful. You need to tell people you're a creator just to either make... God, can you imagine the conversation that leads to? Oh, what do you create?
It's a
lot of content.
It's a WeWork shirt, actually. So he works here. I just saw him get some paper.
Oh, God. God, that I really wish I hadn't learned that. That's awful.
I had to tell you.
That's like, that's like a someone who works in a yoga studio wearing a shirt that says clear. That's awful.
Sorry.
They need to do better.
Y'all, it's the next day, and Georgie and Darcy are getting ready, And so Darcy's like, she's like, George, you know, like your car getting repossessed, you know, you could have told me that. And he's right. Like,
he's like, well, I want to protect you because I love you. And Georgie says, I didn't open up because Bulgarian complaining about something or tell really, he thinks of sharing anything that's not great as complaining. And he says that means you're weak. So yes. That's kind of sad. And I think a lot of male culture is that not yeah. just, you know, if you're complaining, it sounds like you could not have solved this problem.
Do you think that's the reason Georgie didn't tell her? You think he's telling the truth?
I think his ideas about communication are different than hers because she tells every single thing that's on her mind and he just doesn't think it's important. He's been in the US for 10 years, I think she said, or they mm-hmm. said later on. And he is pretty good with the language, but sometimes it's just maybe he's just one of those people who doesn't like to share a lot of stuff.
Maybe.
Just like us, you know.
Yeah. Just like
I don't know. I don't want to put too much on him. I personally think this whole idea about Georgie's past is a great storyline in the show. I don't think it's that important in the reality of Darcy and Stacey Land.
So you think they're fine?
They're fine.
I did think that until Daddy Silva says, this guy I think is taking advantage of my daughter. Because y'all remember, he's in the CIA. He's been trained.
True. I think I would be able to agree with you more had they still not posed on every picture on Instagram all the time. They kind of fuck themselves.
That's true. His body is ridiculous. And sometimes he's just talking. Like in this scene, he was just talking and he says, I don't want to freak you out. I'm protecting you. And I just wrote, your dick is so big.
It's big.
Y'all,
you know what? It's not pretty though. I mean, it's okay. It'll be, I guarantee you, it's a little misshapen.
Turn off the lights and go to heaven in your mind.
Turn off the lights, sweet darling, and give me that squirrel dick.
It looks like a squirrel. I think that it's
like
probably,
it's as big as the body of a squirrel. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's one of the biggest dicks we've ever recapped.
Probably.
On the show.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next thing is, and Darcy is basically doing hashtagging, new journey, new path.
It's a new journey. It's a new path. And meanwhile, Stacey and Florian, they're waking. He's like, hey, my angel.
My angel. And he's like, oh, Florian, your shoes are sparkly. Going to the disco. 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 I love disco.
I don't mind some sparkle. I'm going to wear a hat. What do you think, newsboy?
I have gotten double bike ride.
Oh, so y'all, they got tandem bike rides, and they're
how did they know their little hand thing? Did they teach each other a handshake?
Yeah, I think they
did.
That's
cute.
It was cute. Poodle, do you want to learn a handshake for us?
No, absolutely not.
I think it's just Poodle just flipping me off.
Absolutely not. No, that's one thing I had to touch you more.
Y'all, and
your hands, when you touch, your hands are like my niece's hands. They always have a film on them.
Y'all, so, that's because I'm always sanitizing. Because next week, y'all, I'm going to be back in LA for like 3 weeks. And so guess what? You can expect I'm going to be giving Poodle hugs. I'm going to be helping organize. We're not going to have time. We're going to have hopefully some Darcy and Stacey memes. We're going to be
excited.
Why
don't we be in the present where we are now instead of just... And yeah, then we can talk right. about next week.
Sure, yeah. You're right. I've had a year of living in bumfuck Oklahoma.
I'm sorry. You
I
know
shouldn't
what?
Look forward
I should
to
let
things.
You I should let you sure. look forward to things.
I shouldn't be happy about hanging out with my best squirrel friend. You know what? You can go sit on a dick.
That's the plan.
Isn't it always the plan? So, okay. So I wrote the exact same thing, though. I wrote, I see it now.
Me
what,
too.
Just what you said.
I didn't for a long time. I think he brings out the kind of, weirdly, he's got a kind of tweaked, playful sense of humor sometimes.
Yeah.
And
they're riding the bike, and Darcy's in the back going, dude, her like pterodactyl scream because she's scared. And she's like, again, y'all, Florian just wants a nice bike ride, but instead he's riding the bike and he's like, she hears, oh, look over there, mailbox.
This city is like Albania? And he basically says, Virginia, like in your city, Albania, old, much older castle. Okay, castle, half old. Which he's basically saying in Florianese, Albania is much older. Kind of shade to Virginia.
He was like, because Darcy or Stacy says, like, look how old these buildings are. Because they're probably things from, you know, buildings like from the 1800s or something.
But go to Europe, things go way the fuck back.
It is true. The first time I went to, the only time I went to London, I was like, that's old.
Yeah.
Like, that's old.
Or go to Rome and see, see stuff that's still around. It's like 2,000 years old.
Yeah, you forget, y'all, that literally somebody lives... People in Albania live in houses that are older than our country.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, it's also because... A lot of the older buildings were damaged in the wars. But places like... That's why I love... If you go to Prague, Praha, you'll see... It's a very medieval city and stuff... they didn't need to rebuild a ton because, yes, they were bombed. But if you go to like the old city, you can see stuff. It feels like you're in the back in medieval Europe. A lot of it feels that way.
Oh, wow.
I always say, you don't know what century you're in.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I say, you don't know what century you're in.
I just imagine you just wearing like a wench dress going, hello, boys.
Hello, boys. Who wants some of my mead?
Even though it's a British accent.
I'm your filthy little servant wench. Who wants to give me a sausage?
I think we might have found another cameo character.
Serving wench.
Serving wench.
Just huge breasts falling out of my corset.
Yeah.
Huge. Just like spilling out onto like people's heads.
Yes, yes.
And like to the point, like my nipple pops out every other. I'm always putting it back in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Florian also just goes, teamwork, call 119.
Y'all, he gets confused on 911. And God bless him. Like, good luck to me. Good luck to me out there. So y'all, it's moving day. Oh, you know what? This is probably a good time. We're going to talk about moving day when we get back from the break.
Moving day.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
It's moving day, y'all. And ooh, and Darcy and Georgie are getting, they packed up. They're getting ready to move. Darcy says, I'm excited to see what his world is like. And tonight we're going to meet his friends. It's going to be great.
I want Georgie's friends to embrace me as part of their lives.
It's like she's going to go meet his mom and dad.
There's just three random friends who he's basically known just before her. So on the way there, you guys, you know, we should actually just take the time now and
I'm glad I just put a cough drop in my mouth.
Me too. Another installment of Darcy and Stacey Theater. Oh, that hurt.
You're going to have no voice.
No, I can't do that. That was a bad idea. Very bad idea. I love it when you do it, when you do it by yourself, you do it right. Thank you for that.
Oh, good. Well, I don't have you messing me up and doing it wrong.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. So, y'all, picture, I'm going to be playing the role of Darcy. Or, yes, Poodle's going to be playing the role of Georgie. Mm-hmm. And picture, we're driving in the car. I'm just white-knuckling with my Chanel nails over the steering wheel. You know
it's
what?
Their fake Chanel nails. Come on.
There it is. I'm going to get here. I'm going to just use my water bottle for. Oh, okay. That hurts my hand. Okay, never. I'll just. Okay, here we go.
You can mime it.
I'll mime it, you know. I'll mime it. And say, well.
Yeah.
You're nervous? You excited?
Why would I be nervous? I know these people. They are my roommates.
But you're moving. You're moving your life, you know. Closing one chapter, opening another. Like chapter one, now it's chapter two.
I know how books work.
Okay, just hopefully we have chapter three. You know what I mean?
I need to tell you.
You can tell me. It's okay. It's okay to feel different emotions. You got emotions.
Like what?
You tell me. It's like, you know, like Mariah says, you got me feeling. You can be happy. You can be excited. You can be liquid. You could be confused. You could be nervous. You could be wondering if your boyfriend's just led a whole double life and has a whole family. People, whatever you want
to
feel.
I'm going to need you to wait in the car as my roommates are not comfortable with people in the house because of the COVID.
Ow. Okay. Wasn't expecting that. Okay. Yeah, I'm fine.
So I'm going to go get boxes now, put on mask,
put it in park. I'm just going to wait outside here. Okay, just wait outside.
Okay, I'll be back.
Brr. Ooh. I'm going to hop around so I don't... Oh, I got pee.
Okay, here is box. I leave the rest for donations.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't got a woman in there,
my life in three boxes. That's it.
Don't know why we came all this way for that. It took a long time.
They could have shipped. Let's go. Let's go have dinner now. Everything's fine, right? You're good, right?
Lumber!
And sing. Y'all, this was another spiral. This was, she was not ready for this.
Did you see her face when he said, yes. I need you to wait inside?
Yeah, it was just all of a sudden her deep aching pit of need just grew another compartment.
Oh, just like
another room opened up.
Yes, you know how people say that about their children? For Darcy, that's anxiety.
Oh, God. Jesus. She, I just like when she's like, I'll be waiting.
Oh, yeah, she's out.
Be waiting.
So
she's worrying if she can trust him or not.
She's worrying if she can trust him or not. So they get in the car and they drive away. And so Stacey and Florian, they're kind of having their romantic
lunch.
Having lunch. And it's basically that's when Stacey just sits down and basically says, look, let's talk about this baby thing. I need to go see a doctor. God made a doctor, you know? God made a doctor. You put them together and say,
next question.
Okay. All right. Didn't go well.
No, okay. I go to doctor.
So he does agree to go to the doctor, you guys.
He agrees just to make her happy.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to have problems later on.
Then we get like a...
We have a little weird moment of the daughters.
But I also didn't mind it.
I like them so much.
I like her daughter so much too, so I didn't mind it.
And with her daughter's friends, Jazz and Lex, is that what all young women are named? Like simple, like either short forms of things? Jazz, I assume Jasmine and Lexi, Jazz and Lex.
Maybe. I don't know. The name Jasmine. I like the nickname Jazz.
But I'm just saying, I don't know. I feel like every time I meet a younger, and I watch shows like Generation on HBO Max, I'm like, everyone's named things that are short. And they're like nicknames that are,
they do that a lot on TV. Yeah.
Yeah. So
except for like Sabrina, but that was based off the comic,
but called her Brina.
Remember that show was good.
Yeah. Season one and a little bit of season two.
I never even finished it.
Oh, it ended really badly.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. I had to finish things. You know me.
Did you finish Riverdale yet?
No, because that was awful.
I think Riverdale's still going on, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Y'all, it's a hugely popular show.
If y'all were with us since Rivermales, come at us. And if there's any gay stuff that ever happens on there,
I need to know.
Basically, not with the one who's already gay, but we want to see if Archie and Cole Sprouse make out with anyone.
That's never going to happen.
There could be a weird dream.
Oh, you think of us? I'll be even more offended then because it's a fantasy. I don't know. So Daddy Silva is helping them out. Because they're teenage girls, they're pressing cookie dough and making a cookie pizza, and that's what they're having for dinner. My reflux would go through the roof.
I wouldn't be able to sleep that night. I'd feel so bloated and just gross. Now, look, so they are funny because it's interesting. Aniko was kind of more vocal before, but Aspen's kind of shady. She's funny. And so basically they're making, and then Daddy Silva comes in and he's just asking, you're going to eat this for dinner? And
they're fucking interrogating him. I love it.
But really this section's about Daddy Silva actually talks about when the girls were younger, they did stuff. And it was really sad. They were showing pictures with their brother, Michael. That made me sad.
Oh, he was hot.
He was a really handsome guy. And then he said he started taking jobs.
House of 11.
Then they started taking, he took jobs in China, meaning the CIA transferred him.
He had to kill Chinese diplomats.
Yeah, he had to kill Olga Puruskaya, Chinese businessman.
Yeah.
And
if you knew how much blood I had on these hands, he probably says.
Probably. He might even know
Daddy
Olga.
Daddy Silva has choked people and not just sexually.
Yeah. So... Wow, I'm just going to keep
on. Olga Pulskaya.
No, he might. So they, but he says, you know, I miss a little.
You check up on that girl, see what she's doing.
That's why I love it here. Is I missed out a lot, and now he wants to be more present. And y'all, I think they do show this because I think this is going to be a plot point, y'all. It's Aniko's sweet 16 birthday that's coming up.
That's probably why they showed it. Yeah,
yeah. So she's saying that she wants a car. I cannot tell you. I'm here for Darcy and Stacey planning a sweet 16 birthday party.
It's going to be so embarrassing for them.
And Darcy completely freaking out about it being perfect.
They're at Party City at 3 a.m. trying to get stuff with those horsehair extensions.
It's true. Although Darcy really, she'll want things to be perfect, but when then it goes wrong, she's kind of like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, no,
she'll go with the flow, I think.
She'll be stressed out, and then the party will be really tacky, just because it will be, unless Aniko has something more to do with it.
Yeah.
So we're back to Stacey and Darcy. We're going out. Horsetails ready. Horsetails.
Nay.
And so Stacey walks in.
I do want to say one thing real quick, because I think this is important for our listeners. They don't really know a lot about Darcy and Georgie's relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
Then we find out this is why Darcy moved out with Georgie. She said the girls knew too much about Tom and Jesse and other relationships, and she doesn't want to do
it. Right.
Good for you, Darcy. It took you three times, but you learned, so good for you.
Sorry,
go ahead.
That's okay. Stacey walked in, is like, looking good. Styling tonight. And I don't
you
know.
Too.
You know,
oh.
I don't know if you noticed.
Looks snatched. Looks snatched.
She did say looking snatched. That was the words Stacey learned from her boys.
Darcy, look at you. Look 100. Like 100.
So I don't know if you noticed this. In the next scene, Darcy has put on a same similar House of 11 leather outfit like Stacey is wearing.
Yes, 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 yes.
Which looks like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, but like a bad, like fashion week in Paris, but on like the fifth runway over, like the fifth tier.
I kind of think though she's wearing a black jacket, and it's kind of clear.
Oh, I thought, oh, awful.
I kind of loved it. I kind of
I
thought it was classic Darcy, and I will say it fit her like a glove.
Yeah, it just. They wear stuff that feels Mad Max to me, and yeah, they looks so cheap.
I like that they don't do so much boho stuff, but they do this kind of military, constricted vibe.
Yeah.
They're just into that.
But the leather looked it's obviously pleather, but it's pleather, looked so fake and cheap.
It did. So they're
Stacey's gonna. I'm gonna keep my eyes open.
Stacey's like, asked Darcy's like, well, how did today go? Darcy says, well, started off good. We were in the car and then he got a little annoyed. I don't know. Something's going on. I don't know. He's feeling something. He didn't want to be there.
That's not good.
Then I had to respect COVID and I had to wait outside. I didn't even go in.
You know, we didn't talk about this, but I'm going to call another Darcy and Stacey. Theater.
Oh, no.
Here.
I don't even know what we're doing.
I'm
glad you're surprising me.
Well, welcome to my world. this is a little bit of Stacey, and she's just been talking to Darcy about what she thinks about Florian. What she thinks about Georgie. Okay. So, anyway, and action.
Yeah, sounds like something's not right to me.
What?
I've said before, something's not right.
What do you mean it's not right? What do you mean it's not right? What do you mean?
You know, maybe he's got a secret life. Maybe he's got a secret life. Like a whole family.
What?
Yeah, like kids, baby, dog.
You're saying
he's going to tell you about it.
You're saying he's a bad guy?
I mean, he says he loves you. He could not love you. Maybe you're a sugar mama.
I think he does. He's
sugar mama.
He's sugar. He tells sugar. Me he loves me.
You're a sugar. Sugar. Hi.
He says he loves me. He says he loves me.
You know, the thing is, I don't see him being affectionate towards you at all. Doesn't kiss what? You. Doesn't hug you.
What? You know, I don't know. I thought I saw him like talking to some other woman the other night. Oh,
what?
That was me. Never mind.
He said he loved me last night. He gave me that D, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but they can lie to you. He'll lie. When you look in his eyes, what do you see? What do you see, Darce? What do you see? No. Can you trust him? Can you trust him? What do you think?
Cut to Darcy just staring out the window. Frozen.
Y'all, and scene.
Scene.
Her sister just gaslit the shit out of her in this scene.
Just destroyed her.
And I will say, this is
a
pattern.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy.
This is a pattern for the twins.
Him. Yeah.
That this is what they do. Darcy did it to Stacey and Florian last season.
Yeah.
This is a pattern. They act with the kind of facade that they're trying to do it for the other one.
Because there's something about them that they love. They love
the other's misery.
There's other misery, but they also love to be there for the other one to like help mm-hmm. them up.
Silver strong.
There is this kind of comfort porn.
It's codependency.
That they both need. Yes, yeah, codependency. Right. But she was just destroying Darcy. I hope he loves you. He says he does. I hope, y'all, if your twin sister says, maybe he's got a secret life and he's not really to tell you. That she's not being a good friend.
Like, and at the end, she's like, I just don't see it going well in the end. Okay. I mean, what do you say
brutal.
To that?
Brutal.
Brutal.
I'm just saying, keep your eyes open. You know, watch when he's flirting with waitresses.
Let's talk about this dinner.
The friends, we meet Evo, Teresa, and Amos.
Amos.
Now, Evo is hot, y'all.
I was just waiting
Jesus.
For it.
Holy mother.
Okay. Oof. He is pretty hot. And I don't know if we ever do a tour of the Dick Riviera
Bulgaria
and Bulgaria.
I'm not coming back.
Yeah, I don't think I'm finding you for a couple of weeks.
I just show up the next time and I'm like crawling and dragging my lower half of my body behind me.
Yeah, because your legs are just numb. They're just numb.
I'm fine. Poodle. I feel good, though.
Can you do the show, Poodle? I don't think so.
I'm good to go.
Okay. So
just need to get my colostomy bag here.
So Evo is, so y'all were saying this because he's Bulgarian, too. And so
Evo and Teresa are from Bulgaria.
Amos reminds me and looks like your town librarian.
Yeah. Like I think Amos might have been a guy at the bar who they got to say things.
Yeah, maybe. He's from Virginia Casting.
Yeah.
East Virginia Casting. And he says, he's saying, well, you know, I'm glad he got engaged. We feared he was going to be alone all the time. And then Amos says, Georgie has big dreams, but he doesn't always inform people that he's going all the way with these dreams.
That's a very kind of stereotypical male thing to do, to not let people in and tell them what to do. And it's also a very obvious thing that the producers of Darcy and Stacey told him to say.
That's true. Because they are meeting, and Amos asks, well, when did you know Georgia was going with Darcy? And Evo and Teresa are like, we had no idea that he was going to stay with Darcy.
Just left.
He didn't tell. Y'all,
he pulled Alexi from Lauren and Alexi.
Sometimes people do. It's like, I have a friend. Her husband's a writer, and I knew that they were moving to North Carolina from LA because her husband's been talking about it on Instagram, but she hasn't said a word on Facebook. And she said, and she just kind of posted a picture. She said something like, it's been a fun 15 years, LA. Peace out. And then, she's like, sorry, I'm Irish. Because she is. She's like from Massachusetts.
Oh,
and she's Irish.
Oh, God. I love that.
And she just left.
That's my style. I'm the same way. Actually, wherever I've lived, I've usually had a going away party. But at the end of the night, it's no like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, see y'all later.
Well, you're different. She's a straight woman. She, you want that. You know that.
I'm kind of a straight woman.
You make sure to invite that one guy who's never fucked you because it's his last chance.
Oh my God, that happens. That's what happens every time I leave a place.
I know.
Yeah, that happens. Oof.
You don't need Cliff's Notes for you, Poodle.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not that complicated, actually. So they're basically talking about, and Stacey just says, "Yep, I have questions." And she just launches into it. It's like, so he was legally still married when he met Darcy and proposed to her. And we've never met. And so they're talking about the ex-wife. And the friends are like, we've never met her. Even though he's been there for 10 years.
They said, I think they said, it was like they finally met her after 4 years. Oh, wait, no, they did say they never met her. Yeah. And they even said she never, that's when she, Teresa said, in the 4 years that she knew, she's like, I've never met her. She never popped up in the conversation in four years. And y'all cut to Darcy just going kind of a frog face.
Another spiral.
She's just going,
And Stacey's like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's
mm-hmm.
just
going for a jugular. How much can I make Darcy squirm?
And Stacey says, well, we're here now. And she's like, I want to make sure she's in good hands and you're in it in life. And Georgie says, I am.
And Stacey's like,
you don't need to wear my dirty pants.
So Stacey says, I want to make sure he's in it for love. I want to make sure he's in it for, because we love love. We love love. We love love. And I want to make sure he's in it for big love.
And finally, Darcy turns around. She's like, if I had nothing tomorrow, would you still date me?
She's, y'all, this is nutso behavior to go off in front of people who you don't even know. It's no boundaries at all.
Totally bonkers. And George is like, it's a connecting. And I wrote, his poor friend. I was just sitting there chewing gum for like an hour.
And I still like, if I had nothing tomorrow, would you love me? Watch out. Watch out.
And Darcy, or Ivo even says, Darcy, you should try to understand him. I've known him for a long time. He's always been looking for the perfect relationship where he settles down.
Yeah.
Put yourself in his shoes. And then
and Florian, no, you put your shoes in Darcy's shoes. Put your shoes.
And then I was like, he told, and he got it kind of, you know, because Florian's a hard.
Disco.
And so Georgia says, well, I was the one. With my last wife, I was the one helping her. She didn't pay.
Right.
And she kind of fucked me over.
And then
Darcy makes the jump. From that, Darcy makes
this
the jump.
This was the most egregious thing in the whole episode,
yeah, she's
I thought.
Like, so, do you feel like you're like getting back at women or something? So now you use me? And I'm doing it for every. Yeah, yeah, I'm being. And now I'm being taken advantage of?
She goes, I've done everything.
And then
from
I
wrote. Day one.
Why did I write Florian who passed the bill?
Georgie keeps goes on Florian saying, well, Florian, who pays? Stacy? And then both of them say, you've been here for 10 years, Georgie. You know, and
yeah, that's true. Florian is not. And Florian, right. That infuriates Florian when he says it. He's like, what the? He starts screaming, Florian.
Yeah, he's like, I don't, your wife is not happy, bro. Your wife is not happy.
And George is like, if she's not happy, she can walk away. Cut to Darcy. What? What? Walk away. Huh? And then Stacy finally says, look, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Let's go. This we're leaving. Come on, Darcy.
And they leave in a huff. It's typical Silva style.
Ivo's just chewing gum. And Georgie says to them, I appreciate you for understanding me. Three in one show. What are we going to do? But it has to happen again.
Yeah, people. Why not?
Why not? We're here. Oh, so.
Roll the music.
Okay.
Let's just go right into it. Action.
But I don't. I don't know what to do.
It's like, you know,
I don't know. My hands are up in there.
He's not right for you. That's just
what,
it.
But what?
Everyone needs to calm down. You've done what? Everything for him. Everything.
I have done everything for him. See, I've done everything. Everything.
What's going on with my hair back here? Does my hair look okay? Everything's good, right?
Great. Looks great.
Okay, great. Perfect. Nothing's like hanging on back here, right?
No. There's not like a cassette tape on the back of your head at all.
Yeah, I stuck some masking tape back there, but everything's good, right? Can't see it, right?
Yeah.
Good. Back to you and your problems.
It's not okay, Stacy.
Did you get the answers you needed?
No, and I don't know who else to ask. I don't know who else to ask. Who can I ask? I'm alone.
I got an idea.
I don't know. What?
I got an idea.
What?
You may not like it. What if we talk to the ex-wife? Because you know what? If he loved you, he'd be over here. You want me to find her on Instagram?
No, don't do it.
I'm going to find the ex-wife on Instagram.
No, don't. Her name's Cheryl.
She's got a lot of followers.
Her name's Cheryl, yeah. Cheryl8271. I look at her daily. She's right there.
Look at it. No, here we go.
Not yet, that one.
What am I going to have to do? What? Whole other plot point.
Okay. I'm going to message her. Give me the phone.
Oh, what's on the back of my hair? Oh, this piece of gum. Nails click, 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 click.
Okay, I messaged her. I said, if you'd like to meet, I would appreciate your consideration. Thank you. Does Georgie love me?
And scene. That was great, y'all. The crew saw that misplaced extension, that janky, tacked on piece of weave. I don't know if someone put that because she had a bald spot.
I don't know. They actually did a close up on it. This was so far the best part of this season. And if not, this was so overly dramatic. I felt like I was watching a soap opera.
Yeah. They know how to do it. The Silva Twins know how to do it.
This was just, y'all, this show is reality show candy.
It is.
Candy. It's so good.
It's great. It's great for us. It's great for a show like ours.
It's great for us, bad for our voices.
Yeah, terrible. My voice is a wreck now.
Yeah, we need to go on vocal rest. Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
That's the show. Go to realitygazepodcast.com where you can see all of our information. Find us on Instagram, realitygazepodcast. You can bet Sissy Christina is going to be making a meme about this. So, y'all, be sure to check that out. You can also join our private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, for now until it's shut down again.
We're open. We're open for business.
We do have fun in there, y'all. A lot of fun. A lot of support. Poodle. You know, Poodle, yeah. It's been a long time since you've had a dicking down. And I think I know why you haven't done it. Because, y'all, if you want to get laid out there by Poodle, like Poodle.
No.
Not by Poodle. But Poodle, when you really want to get laid, what do?
Manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.